Proclamation number 7655, dated the July 25th, 1960. Calling upon beings of light after prayer to God. In your contact with the spiritual world, only your attitude towards me determines whether your soul will derive benefit from it. For good and evil forces fight for your will, wanting to exercise their influence over you, and will alone decide which forces will be allowed to approach you. The crucial factor is your direction of will, which always has to aim towards me. If the beings of light working on my behalf are to be permitted to protect and instruct you, your constant bond with me assures you their protection and care, and their influence on your souls will always be favorable and promote your soul's development. For even these beings, which are full of love, are not permitted to influence you against your will, although evil forces are also unable to do so. This is why you are always protected from their activity when you closely unite with me, when you appeal to me for protection and help. Then I will be able to instruct my beings of light to watch over you, and then you will truly be safe. For the love of these beings is immense, and they will do everything for you as soon as they see that your will applies to me. Hence you can always consider yourselves carried by their love as long as you uphold your bond with me, which thus allows their unrestricted activity. And you can mentally connect with them as well. You can present your problems to them and request their protection, which they will very gladly grant to you. You should entrust yourselves to all good spiritual beings and keep all wicked spirits at bay. For that reason, you may also ask the good forces for protection against evil forces, and they will form a barrier around you and deny entry to the latter. But you are surrounded by spiritual forces at all times, by those which mean well and those who try to harm you, and also by spiritual beings which anticipate your help, which are weak and uninformed and feel attracted by your proximity, because they see your light and strive towards it, since they lack light themselves. And in that case, you should also ask the good forces for their support to teach and guide them, and to protect them from the advances of evil forces which try to influence these beings too. You should only ever want to act virtuously and righteously and request help to do so, be it in earthly or spiritual difficulties, for beings of light are always ready to help those on my behalf who want to be my own and make intimate contact with me in prayer. Hence you can constantly send your thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, and you'll always receive a reply from there, which you mentally accept and are thus also able to speak of a life and in with God. Just don't exclude me from your thoughts. For I want to be your beginning and your end. You shall begin and end your daily activities with me, and then all angels will truly look after you. They will support you with advice and practical help, for they love me and are also full of love for you, and therefore they will only ever accomplish my will. However, you can make this very will of mine incline towards you at any time, and you will then lead a blissful life on earth, for then you will be living under my constant protection, since you will be safeguarded by all my angels on your path of life, and they will protect you from all forces intending to cause you harm. Amen.